play for a great organization like the New York Giants, you take pride in the history of the organization. All the great players, all the great games that have been played.
I think every day when you walk in here and you see the pictures, Hall of Fame players, coaches, front office staff, the tradition is thick here, and you have to live up to that expectation, not just on game day. You got to live up to that every day in the way you conduct your life and the way that you approach football.
This is what you work all offseason for. This is why you lift all them weights.
To be able to put that beautiful blue helmet on and represent a franchise that I grew up watching and loving. You know, it was Phil Simms and it was Lawrence Taylor.
I think it provides this look of character, of integrity that you have to carry within yourself on a day-to-day basis.
A Super Bowl champion.
The New York Giants are the Super Bowl champions.
Here we go.
Let's dominate, get it.
Jonas Pate for the 30, down to the 25, down to the 20.
90 seasons of
pride,
passion,
honor,
loyalty,
determination,
commitment,
sacrifice,
believing,
giving back,
caring,
always having your teammates back,
loving the Giants,
loving the game.
Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3.
Team!
That's better.
Size appetite.
And that's my toy.
Hey, Pate, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to the season debut of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa in Rutherford, New Jersey, just a stone's throw from MetLife Stadium and the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We've got a great show lined up for you. You don't want to miss as we take you inside the vault looking at the 90-year history of the New York Giants. We have sights and sounds of the new faces for Big Blue in 2014. But to get things started, one of the big NFL initiatives is the Play 60 program. Jason Pierre-Paul, Stevie Brown, and Prince Amukamara made a trip to the Bronx to film one of the videos. But we're going to take you behind the scenes, inside the making of that video, as the kids flip the script on the Giants.
We are at PSMS 279. It's a K to 8 school on 181st Street in the Bronx, and we're here for Play 60 with the New York Giants. The buzz around the school today was unbelievable. The kids are really excited. I also think it means a lot to them to know that New York Giants are here in their school, in this community, and that they're important and they're valued.
To have the players for the kids is going to be like something meaningful for them, and they are going to be role models for them to get more motivated, to get engaged in sports.
Even though your parents might say something, your teacher might say something, it's always different whenever you hear from somebody else. And as athletes, we could use our platform to inspire these kids to get out there and be active. So it's definitely good for us.
The players came to the school to show the kids how to play 60, New York Giants style. But the students had a big surprise in store for them.
Are you guys ready to play 60?
Our house, our games, our rules.
Yeah!
This Play 60 was all about street games, and the Giants were about to get schooled on the playground.
We had relay races. We played double dutch. We played handball.
I'm not familiar with the whole fistball game they're playing, so that was a little shocker, but it was a good time.
And just when the players thought they were getting the hang of things, the kids had one more trick up their sleeves.
Bring in Wonder Boy!
Randy, and action.
I was, as they called, the Wonder Boy, which is like that person out of everybody that had the most experience of an athlete. Oh, what I did was I took it out. I was actually trying to show off because they said I was doing that, and then we had the three football players, so I wanted to show them what I could do.
Just got done shooting the first take of Play 60, the Bronx. On to take two.
So right now we're at the obstacle course, Jungle Gym. And now we're going to get active.
Just chase after some of these kids.
Let's bring them towards this side first, and then we'll flip cameras and go on the other side.
Are you marked? Set? Go!
Street games just bring me back to my childhood. I mean, I had five sisters, played hopscotch, did double dutch. I learned all these games from them.
Go Prince! Go Prince! Go Prince! Go Prince!
Oh, I'm so tired. I definitely had to become a kid again to do these games. It was fun, though.
With all the technology is out there, it keeps everybody inside, but you know, you get kids outside, you get out some exercise, keeps them healthier.
If a kid doesn't get exercise, then they'll get obese and then they won't be healthy. And being healthy is a very important part of your life.
Play 60!
Play 60 to rap. It's in the books. He didn't get the message. Play for 60 minutes.
All right, we've taken you behind the scenes in the Play 60 ad. Now it's time to take a look at the finished product.
Just recently, I went back to school to learn some new ways to play 60.
You guys are hula hooping?
Yeah!
Let me give it a shot.
Go Prince! Go Prince! Go Prince!
The kids taught me how to twist and shout and hit the ball out. They showed me how to run and hide and slip and slide. But when it came to the relay race, I learned the most valuable lesson of all.
No!
It's okay, Prince, but what did Coach tell you?
High and tight.
What's your Play 60?
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Time for Sights and Sounds, presented by Verizon. But not just sights and sounds from the preseason. Sights and Sounds looking at the new faces in Big Blue.
We in here, man. Another day, another dollar, another victim to reap their soul, man.
Might as well go out there and have some fun, baby. You know what I'm saying? Be a playmaker.
Hey, you know where they clocked me at the 40, at the combine? 4-7.
Yeah, all right.
Cruz in a slot left. Jennings, big hole. Jennings could go. Jennings to the 5, touchdown Giants.
How you doing it?
Riding,
that's
baby.
How you doing it?
Riding,
give me
baby.
One more then.
Hey,
ah!
Riding,
baby. Oh! Shoot the gap faster, yeah, no doubt. Then you, then we create a whole new line of scrimmage. Linemen are playing aggressive, so we'll be able to catch that boot key right away, because they're not going to come and get you.
Third and 7. Garoppolo. And wow, what a diving interception by Zach Bowman.
I set Williams the tailback. Handoff right for Williams. Plows to the goal line and plows in for a Giants touchdown.
Told you, baby.
Keep toting that thing, boy.
Smith back, fastball to the right, into the end zone, and it's incomplete. Intended for Decker. Dominic Rogers, Cromartie right there on the coverage.
DRC, simply put, is good.
Is that a you up a touchdown, Coach? I ain't giving up a touchdown.
Yeah.
Came off. I had a fifth. I knew he was going in, so when he went in, he gave me that shoulder. Whew. So that separation, so I got him around.
Now has a deep ball down the right sideline. Got his receiver. And what a catch made by Corey Washington. Takes it away from the defender. Runs down the right sideline. Touchdown, Giants. Pass it back. Here's the throw down the right side for Washington. Makes the catch. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. 31 yards. And Corey Washington keeps the Cinderella story alive. Four straight games with a touchdown catch.
That's how you represent for Shucktown, blood.
Washington 4, Josh Brown to attempt the point.
A lot of those new faces with big impacts for the New York Giants. Now it's time for Giants Trivia with Victor Cruz.
Who holds the Giants record for most touchdowns scored in the season? Answer coming up after the break. Joe Morris holds the Giants record for most touchdowns scored in the season with 21 in 1985.
That's Victor Cruz in this week's Giants Trivia. We welcome you back to Giants Access Blue, brought to you by Toyota from Rutherford, New Jersey. Now it's time for this week's edition of Take 5. As we dive deep into the Detroit Lions, Cullen Jenkins worked the Giants locker room.
What's up, Giants fans? This is Cullen Jenkins, and we're heading to Detroit this week. And with me originally being from Michigan, we're going to find out how much my teammates know about Michigan trivia. What better way to start the trivia off than with someone who is from Detroit himself? Now, we'll see if he knows how to answer these questions. If not, maybe he needs a new hometown. True or false? Eminem, Madonna, and Stevie Wonder were all from Detroit.
It's true about Eminem. I don't know about everybody else.
False.
That's wrong.
True.
All right, we've got a superstar here with us now. We're here with the running back Jennings, better known as Quote. We call him Quote because he's always good for inspiring quote or two. One of Detroit's nicknames is Rock City, named after 1976 song performed by what four-letter hard rock band known for its face paint and fire Kiss. Breathing?
Kiss.
That's pretty good. You're on top of that one.
Kiss.
K-Rock?
K-Rock? That's not even a band. That's a one person. It's a solo artist.
I don't know no band.
Face paint?
I don't know. Kiss.
Michigan is known for its Great Lakes coastlines. Name two of the five Great Lakes, and for bonus, name all five.
All five lakes. In Detroit. Which coast
is it? It's Michigan, around Michigan. One of them's not touching Michigan, though. I'm from Michigan, see, I know that. I studied. Well, I didn't study that much, but I did pay attention to something.
Lake Huron, Lake Erie.
All right, you know two, but being from Michigan, you should be able to name all five.
I gave you two, what you want?
Lake Michigan and Lake Erie.
All right, for bonus, let's see if you can name the rest of them.
Lake, Orion?
That's it. That's enough there. That's you should at least know one because it's in the name.
I know. That's cheating, though.
It's in the name of the state.
Yeah, like in the name of the state.
Lake Huron, Lake Ontario, Lake Michigan, and Lake Erie.
One more.
Lake Superior.
There you go. That's pretty good there. Pretty good. First person to get all five. True or false? Detroit is the birthplace of Motown and techno music.
True.
True.
True. There we go.
True.
There he goes. Is that three out of five? No, two out of five. Two out of five. That's not too bad, but from someone with so many smart things to say, I'm pretty disappointed.
But see, I'm intrigued to learning, so this will go inside of my Rolodex of information that I have.
There you go. That's why we call them Quote. Learn something every day.
All right, time to shift gears a little bit. Want to know a little bit more about the Giants rookies? They took center stage and off guard.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
It's between three of them. It's either Martin, Fresh Prince, or Family Guy.
I did watch some cartoons. I liked Ren and Stimpy.
Shoot, baseball.
Soccer.
Maybe karate. I would. I got up to the fifth belt. Maybe I'd keep going and get a black belt.
Superman.
Batman.
So I really like the Hulk, and, you know, he can just get out of a situation. He's got the power to do it at any time. So, yeah, that's my favorite superhero.
That's this week's edition of Off Guard. When we come back on the program, you don't want to miss it as we take you inside the vault and celebrate 90 seasons of New York Giants football. All that, much, much more as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Final segment of the program. Time to take you inside the vault as the Giants celebrate their 90 seasons in the National Football League. Here's a look back at one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL.
I'm not sure whether it was $500 or $2,500. And bear in mind, this time he had never even seen a football game. And they told him what the price was, and he said, well, he said, an empty store with chairs in it is worth that much in New York City. And that's how he became a pro football magnate.
Frozen snowy field.
Jam-packed crowd at the Polo Grounds in New York.
Connelly drives an inspired team.
Giant him. Defense rolls like a wave.
Defense! Defense! If you do that one more time, Eddie, I'm going to sock you one.
In my 8 years with the New York Giants, we were in 6 World Championship games. That's a great one. A great one.
And triplets blast 20 yards. All those pretty white sneakers.
The New York Giants win professional football's biggest prize, the World Championship.
Gifford leaps and crossfires a touchdown pass.
All of a sudden, here was pro football becoming a smash hit in New York.
4 blocks and Amici rockets for the touchdown. The greatest game ever played.
Veteran quarterback Y. Tittle.
Welcome to Giants Stadium.
Wind is coming out of the west at about 12 miles an hour. Wind chill factor is down to 10 degrees below zero, and it is a great day for football.
New York Giants' first-round selection, quarterback Phil Simms.
Just get out there and run like hell and catch it, all right? You know what I mean? Like a street game.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs and have some fun.
We were just stronger than everybody else.
Still on his feet to the 30, down to the 25, down to the 20.
The Super Bowl champion of the Giants, everybody's dream in football.
Nobody can ever tell you that you couldn't do it, because you did.
Oh, yeah. And look at Otis Anderson throw the uppercut.
Back, in the air, got the distance, it is. No good! Giants win! Giants win!
This team is going to the playoffs.
Drops straight back. Giants on a flip. McNabb hit as he throws. Swings it right. And the pass nearly. And it is intercepted by Seahorn. He's got it on the run.
Touchdown. Come on. Touchdown. Let's go.
Throws it deep downfield. Tyree, who makes the catch. What a play by Manning. And what a catch by Tyree.
Finish. Finish. Finish.
The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots. The most improbable win.
Congratulations, Giants. We're going to the big one again.
Ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline. Brady's chase. Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46!
We are New York!
You know what I saw? I saw a little bit of Martin. New York Giant pride right there, fellas.
Giants will try to add to that illustrious history in 2014. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. 2014 starts off Monday Night Football in Detroit against the Lions. And there's been so much talk about the Giants and their offense under new offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo. Can they get things going? Can they develop that rhythm? How do they attack a very difficult front seven of the Detroit Lions? Well, one of the things the Giants did in the offseason is they addressed their running back situation. They went out and signed Rashad Jennings, who's coming off a career year in Oakland. They drafted Andre Williams out of Boston College, who rushed for over 2,000 yards last year, and they re-signed Peyton Hillis. Yes, this offense is not going to be in mid-season form. They still have questions that have to be answered on the outside. But if this team can line up and run the football against the Detroit Lions, it'll go a long way in satisfying some of the ills with the passing game in the early part of the season. Staying in manageable down and distance is the recipe to success in the NFL, and Eli Manning, embarking upon his 11th year as quarterback of the Giants, knows that very well. On the flip side, what do the Giants do defensively? We know that they've got a good secondary, and having a guy like Jameel McClain brought in via free agency will be huge. Stopping the run is important, but this Giants team needs to generate a pass rush from all comers if they want to be successful in 2014. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants each and every week. Go to Giants.com. Go to Facebook.com/New York Giants, and, of course, on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.